both directions due to a crash involving multiple vehicles. It is 28 minutes to 6. Kia mo tonu mai. Stay with us. You're listening to Checkpoint on RNZ National, and it's time for the business news. Ko taku hoa in INA, ko Nicholas Poynton, who joins us now. Nicholas, Hospo story, what's this one about?
Yeah, we've got a market update from Good Spirits Hospitality Group. Now, they may not necessarily be a household name, but they own popular bars in Auckland that people may know, such as Denny Doolin's, Union Post and Citizen Park. Now, they're a business like many others in the hospitality sector, been hard hit by the pandemic and the subsequent lockdowns and mandates. But today they put out a trading update in which they said that the removal of those had led them to forecast a significantly improved financial result for the current year. The other thing that's really supporting that, they say, is the return of major events to Auckland. That's really sending more people out there to go to bars, drink, enjoy themselves, those sorts of things. They say they expect to see a return of pre-COVID level of trading. And an interesting point to note, they say that amid the effects of rising inflation, trading values have remained consistent, which leads me to think that even when times are tough, people still like to go out for a drink, enjoy themselves and things like that.
So they're not put off by the rising price of wine, beer and nibbles?
No, clearly not. Look, people like to go out. I guess that's the conclusion you can draw here. But I guess time will only tell. Inflation is still quite high. Interest rates are forecast to go higher. Maybe as people's discretionary spending takes an even bigger hit, maybe then we'll see the sort of going out for a drink slow down, maybe start to flow in there.
Yeah, the economics, the diminishing returns. At what point does the price rise too high to make you think that it's not worth going to the pub?
I guess people might just start drinking inside. The pre-drinks will just become the main event, it seems. But look, one final point from them, they say they are still facing skills challenges around finding labour. They say with that, though, they've actually had to reduce trading hours at some venues because they literally don't have enough staff to keep those stores open. They're hoping with summer coming around, more tourists, hopefully more people coming here on holiday visas, they'll help them actually be able to increase their headcount across their stores.
OK, so we've got a week of announcements coming, right? Chock-a-block, economic news and indicators. What's on the horizon?
Yeah, look, the way I think about it, there's three key items on the menu this week. For starters, we have the release of the quarterly survey of business opinion from the Institute of Economic Research. Now, that's one of the leading indicators we get on how businesses are feeling about the economy, you know, what they expect in terms of growth. And that has fallen implications for things like employment or investment expectations. The last survey we had showed that about two-thirds of businesses expected the economy to deteriorate, so worth keeping an eye out on that one. Appetizers out of the way will be we'll get the latest look at the government accounts from the Treasury. Expectations there are for a higher tax take, and the real thing to look out for there will be what is the size of the government's deficit relative to those forecasts we got at the budget. I think the last set of accounts we had, off the top of my head, were about $5 billion better than what Treasury was actually forecasting at the time. And the cherry on top, later this week, the Reserve Bank expected to raise interest rates by another 50 basis points, taking the OCR to about 3.5%, that is. In our preview piece, which you can go read on the RNZ website, we spoke to Chief Forecaster from Infometrics, Gareth Kennan. And one of the points that he made that may raise or may worry maybe a few homeowners out there, those who are part of the landed gentry, is that the effects of interest rate hikes have been going on for a year now, yet to fully wash through the economy. So he says many people are still yet to come off their current sort of contract with the bank, yet to refix. When those people do, they might get quite the surprise. Financing your mortgage will significantly jump for some people, and that's going to have broader implications when it comes to discretionary spending throughout the rest of the economy, and hopefully that may help to bring down inflation.
OK, we'll look out for all those numbers. Now, let's do a trot around the markets.
Yeah, NZX down 107 points to 10,959. That's a five-month low. The dollar, plenty of interest in this, trading at 56.3 US cents, 87.5 Australian and 50.6 British pence.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton there with Business News. The plastic phase-out has begun, with polystyrene food and drink